The new commodity order. Geopolitics, AI and the scramble for resources. Paul Gooden, Head of Global Natural Resources, George Cheveley, Portfolio Manager, Global Natural Resources, Dawid Hale, Portfolio Manager, Global Natural Resources, at 91. Escalating tensions in the Middle East have once again put energy security at the center of markets, with Brent crude rising by around $10 per barrel to approximately $82 following the weekend's events involving Iran, a measured reaction given that roughly 20% of global oil flows pass through the Strait of Hormuz. At the same time, gold is trading at record highs as central banks continue to accumulate reserves, while U.S. electricity demand is rising again after years of stagnation, driven by AI and data centers. Copper consumption is projected to increase from 27.6 million tons to 42.3 million tons by 2050 as electrification accelerates. However, natural resource equities account for just 7.6%, 1, of the MSCI ACWI index, and only around circa 6.6%, 2, excluding chemicals. Despite underpinning energy security, electrification and the AI boom, highlighting a widening gap between the strategic importance of commodities and their representation in global portfolios. A new commodity order is taking shape, defined by geopolitical fragmentation, electrification, supply constraints, regionalization of energy and materials markets, and a reordering of global supply chains. Geopolitics and energy security reshape supply. Oil markets are increasingly driven by shifting geopolitics rather than pure supply, demand forces. Sanctions, elections and territorial tensions are influencing flows and pricing, while spare capacity dynamics have shifted and strategic stockpiling has increased. Paul Gooden, Head of Global Natural Resources. Energy is no longer just an economic input, it is a strategic asset. Oil and gas markets are being reshaped by sanctions, regional conflict and the prioritization of domestic security. Geopolitics is now embedded in pricing, and volatility is likely to remain a structural feature. Control of energy supply is becoming central to national resilience and industrial policy. Natural resource equities, resilient amid inflation and volatility. Natural resource equities have historically been among the best performing asset classes during periods of high inflation, generating positive real returns more consistently than global equities, fixed income or broad commodity indices. They have also outperformed physical commodities over the long term and demonstrated low to negative correlation to major equity styles and other real assets. Within the natural resource equity universe, today's mining sector is characterized by high free cash flow yields, strong shareholder distribution yields and improved balance sheet discipline. George Cheveley, Portfolio Manager, Global Natural Resources. Mining equities combine valuation support, strong free cash flow and shareholder distributions with structural leverage to improving commodity fundamentals. In inflationary and geopolitically stressed environments, they have historically behaved very differently from broader equity markets. In a world of persistent inflation risk and constrained supply growth, exposure to mining and materials is not simply cyclical. It is tied to structural demand that is proving more durable than many expect. AI, electrification and a supercycle in power and materials. Electricity demand is entering a new phase. U.S. on-grid power demand is rising again after years of stagnation, driven by electrification, data centers and AI. Copper consumption is projected to increase from 27.6 million tons today to 42.3 million tons by 2050. 3. Reflecting the scale of demand from the energy transition, grid expansion and data center build-out. Gooden. The AI arms race is not just about chips and software, it is about power. It has been said that, knowledge is power, but for the first time in human history, power is knowledge. Data centers and digital infrastructure require reliable, scalable energy. That is driving renewed demand for natural gas and accelerating investment in grid infrastructure. Copper sits at the heart of electrification. From transmission networks to renewable build-out and data centers, the intensity of copper use is rising. Yet supply growth is constrained by geology, permitting and capital discipline. Markets may be underestimating how tight supply could become if investment does not keep pace with structural demand, said Cheevely. Gold, a barometer of trust and monetary change. Gold has been one of the defining market stories of the past year. Prices have risen sharply alongside a softer US dollar, while central banks remain sustained net buyers. Emerging market central bank gold holdings still sit materially below developed market levels, suggesting further scope for larger allocations. At the same time, higher gold prices have translated directly into expanding margins for producers, with all-in sustaining cost, AISC, margins rising significantly as operational discipline meets stronger pricing. Cheevely, gold is telling us something important. It is not simply reacting to inflation, it is responding to deeper questions around fiscal sustainability, currency stability, and geopolitical fragmentation. When central banks are persistent buyers and emerging markets are increasing allocations, that reflects a structural shift in reserve management. After a period of margin pressure, gold producers are now generating significant free cash flow at current prices. Balance sheets are stronger, capital allocation is more disciplined, and shareholder returns have improved materially. Agriculture, the overlooked strategic resource. Beyond energy and mining, agriculture is re-emerging as a strategic focus amid climate volatility, shifting trade flows and food security concerns. China has recently lost self-sufficiency in corn, underscoring longer-term structural pressures in global food systems. Dawid Hale, Portfolio Manager, Global Natural Resources. Agriculture is a vast and often overlooked opportunity set. Climate risk, geopolitics, and changing consumption patterns are reshaping global food systems. In many regions, self-sufficiency is declining, increasing the strategic importance of reliable supply. Agricultural equities can provide diversification within the broader resource complex, particularly during periods when metals and mining face cyclical pressure. Fragmentation creates opportunity for active managers. Although natural resources stocks are a relatively small part of the equity universe, making up less than 8% of global equity indices, dispersion within the sector is significant across regions, cost curves, capital allocation frameworks, and balance sheet strength. Commodity markets are increasingly regional, with pricing dynamics diverging across jurisdictions. Natural resources are not a homogeneous asset class. Returns are increasingly driven by regional policy, cost positioning, and capital allocation. This creates meaningful differentiation between companies. In a more fragmented world, where commodity markets are regionalizing and supply chains are being reconfigured, stock selection matters. Active management allows us to navigate volatility, avoid weaker balance sheets, and focus on businesses with resilient cash flows and disciplined capital allocation. 1. Source. MSCI, as at the 31st of January 2026. 2. Source. MSCAIACWI Index, as at the 9th of February 2026. 3. Source. BHP Analysis, 91. Note. CAGR, Compound Annual Growth Rate. Source. S&P Global, 91. January 2026. Source. S&P Global, 91. January 2026. Ends. Author. At George Cheevely, 91 plus posts. Bio at George Cheevely, 91-Malongui-Disabled-Link. Natural Resources 2026 Outlook. Gold and copper remain supported. Oil and grains could recover at George Cheevely, 91-Malongui-Disabled-Link. Why gold stocks can shine on at George Cheevely, 91-Malongui-Disabled-Link. Natural Resources 2025 Outlook. Trade tariffs and geopolitics could sustain gold's shine in 2025. At Paul Gooden, 91 plus posts. Bio at Paul Gooden, 91-Malongui-Disabled-Link. Natural Resources 2026 Outlook. Gold and copper remain supported. Oil and grains could recover. At Dawid Hale, 91 plus posts. Bio at Dawid Hale, 91 hash Malongui dash disabled dash link. Natural Resources 2026 Outlook. Gold and copper remain supported. Oil and grains could recover. Share on your socials.